All right, we just celebrated Purim, and the post can bring down that Sholem Hilchot Pesach, Kodem Pesach Shloshim Yom, that 30 days before Pesach, we begin to review all the halachot of Pesach, and they bring down that even on the day of Purim, you should already begin studying Hilchot Pesach. So I thought I would do a little bit, like a narrow area in Hilchot Pesach, but at the center of the mitzvahs, the Mishnah learns in Masechet Pesachim, Daf Lamed Hey, Eluz Varim Shadam. Oh, before I do that, there's a story I want to begin with. A story, everybody likes a story. This is from the Sefer, the Chafetz Chaim, by Ramosha Yashar. He says, it was about the year 1880, on returning home to Radin from a period of military duty in some forsaken town in the Caucasus, a young man known as Shimshon the Baker's son related that the Jewish soldiers there had found no matzah to eat the previous Pesach, since there was no wheat to be found. He says, the Chafetz Chaim was shaken to his core. Jews had eaten chametz on Pesach simply because they did not know that kosher matzah for Pesach may be baked from the flour of other kinds of grain as well, for example, barley, oats, and rye, which were available there in abundance. The matter gave him great anguish that Jews should come to grief over such a severe prohibition of the Torah. Still, they are not to blame. After all, they simply did not know. This was his consolation in the way of judging them favorably. So the Mishnah says in Masechet Pesachim, Adaf Lamed Hey, Ilubrim Shadam Yotzei Behen Yidei Chobot Hoba Pesach, the following grains one can fulfill one's obligation for matzah on Pesach: Bechitim Besorim, the wheat and barley that we got, then Bekusim Uvishifon Uvishbil Shua. We usually translate it as spelt rye and oats. Spelt rye and oats. Then the Gemara explains, the Gemara quotes a Braisa. So the Braisa says, that it says, Lo tochalav chametz shabat yom tochalav matzot. Don't eat chametz, 7 days eat matzah. If something is susceptible to becoming chametz, something theoretically could become chametz, then you could be yotzei with matzah. In other words, you don't want it to be chametz, but it could become chametz, so you'll bake it into matzah. But if it can't be that way, then you can't. So if you look at Shulchan Aruch, so the Mechaber brings down, even though the five minim are kosher for matzah, the Mechaber brings down all the five minims, and then it says, in parentheses is from the Baragol of a minag likach l'chachil l'chitim. The minag is to bake matzahs with wheat, is what it comes out. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down, why should that be the case? So the Mishnah Berurah says, Mishum tu chavi b'lidam b'yoter, b'iku mishum hidur mitzvah. The Mishnah Berurah says, it's like people enjoy it, so it's more of a hidur mitzvah. But the truth is, a number of posts can bring down, there are other reasons why we would, you know, favor wheat over the other minim. So in the Piskei Truvas he brings down that some say that because the other minim, he says because they're mamahir lahachmis yoter mechitim, that the other minim they ferment more quickly than wheat. In other words, we're used to that wheat. You take the wheat, you wheat the flour, you add water to it. So 18 minutes, you get chametz. So a number of poskim say that if you use the other minim, it happens more quickly than that. So that's like, you know, it's like dynamite, you know, on Pesach. That's the last thing you want. And so he says that you should only be matirit according to those poskim where there's no wheat available or people who are sick. And you know that there are people, I'm sure you're all familiar with, that have celiac disease or similar illnesses in which they're, you know, gluten intolerance. And I'm not a doctor, but it's an autoimmune disease. And if they ingest gluten, it the body begins to attack the villi in the small intestine, and they can't absorb nutrients. And then someone is saying, in addition to which, an additional problem, someone is saying, in Siman Tafnun Tet, so the Mechaber brings a whole protocol how to handle the dough when you're preparing the dough and everything, like you keep moving the dough and things like that. So all of that was said for wheat. So you want to, it's like, you don't want to go that way. You want to preferably do the wheat matzah. Now, and I think, Rabbi Basal, you spoke about this once or not? Or maybe we're Yismach did. Anyway, so let me talk about oat matzah for one more minute, and we'll see where we're headed with this, and you'll see in a minute. So some people want to shy away from the oat matzah. This is Rabbi Blumenkranz's book. I don't have his book from this year, but, you know, last year's book. He says, since oat flour is not commonly used, there's very little halachic experience with them. Therefore, people who do not really need them should stay away from them. Now, another reason he says why people do not really need them or should not use oat masses is for, he gives a reason. He says that rolled oats within 90 days after harvesting turn rancid. So to prevent this, so the company steamed the oats. So steam the oats, which kills the enzymes, so they won't turn rancid. We can't do that for Pesach because then you'll have chametz. Then he says, so there's another way to kill the enzymes. In other words, I kill the enzymes, so now it won't become rancid. So another way is to heat the oats in ovens. So then, okay, I'm good. Now the oat is heated in an oven. The enzymes are dead. Now it doesn't become rancid. But now it can never be machmitz, right? In other words, we said that the five minim, I can only use the minim that could become chametz. If it can't become chametz, then I can't use it. You could say, you could argue, well, the min, you know, like the species is capable of fermenting. But I've like zapped this oat, the oats, and now these oats will not do it. So now it's similar to the issue which comes up by grape juice. Let's say our grape juice. So in halacha, let's say you want to make kiddush on grape juice. So the mechaber brings down on Friday. So chedatam eshkol shlanavim umvarach labori pregafen. I could squeeze grapes late Friday afternoon and make a baruch pregafen, make kiddush on them. But the grape juice we have is not that way. In other words, our grape juice. Let's say you have ketem grape juice. I leave it on the shelf for a year. Will it become wine? Absolutely not. It's never going to become wine because they've zapped it and killed all the enzymes. So it's never going to wine. Some people say it's not even a bracha bari pri agafen. So it's a halakhic issue even with the grape juice. So it's a similar idea with these oats. Now, this Rav Blumenkranz book, he says, between the two reasons, according to the reason we don't experience, you know, with the oats, the one who doesn't really need them should not use them the entire Pesach. In other words, there's a chashash that maybe it'd be like chametz. So if you don't need to, you don't. But according to the reason that it may not turn to chametz, so just don't use it for the Seder. Then he says that there's oat flour and matzah that's produced under the supervision of Rabbi Dayan Westheim. This is in England. So he says that they found a different way to deal with the oat flour. He said that he spoke to this Rabbi E.F. Kessenbaum of London, England, and he told him that today they don't have to use the heating method to kill the enzymes. They can get rid of the bitterness and rancidity of the oat flour by having the oats ground and milled a number of times. So they have a way to preserve it, you know, more al-pi halacha. So this oat flour... it's produced under the supervision of Rabbi Dayan Westheim. So they've tested this flour and we'll see whether it becomes chametz and how long it takes. They found it did become chametz. So the flour they have now does become chametz. Could become flour. Chametz is good. And it didn't become chametz more rapidly or more readily than wheat flour. So then that sounds like we're in good shape for the oats. But there's still another problem. It's never simple in halacha. You know, you got to be so careful. Like even if you read the halacha in Shulchan Aruch, like Rabbi Ganach says, it's like you read the halacha in Shulchan Aruch, doesn't mean that that's like the way the halacha is. You got to see the Nosei Kalim, everybody else. Another issue is this all turns are the minim that we call, you know, spelt rye and oats, are those the same that the Mishnah is talking about? And that's not so clear. So this assumes Shibolet Shual is what we call oats. But what we call oats may not be Shibolet Shual. So a lot of people, so according to that, yeah, so even if I do all these things, and now I'm sure it's not become chametz, but I may not be able to even make a hamotzi on it. It might be, it's something else, because it's not one of the five minim. So at the end of the day, you obviously speak to your local competent Orthodox rabbi, but, you know, I like people get the idea, like they see these wonderful ideas, oh, you know, well, this year I'll try, you know, Walt matzah. In other words, I really recommend if you don't have any health problems, stick with the wheat matzah. People who do have celiac disease are in different situations. Some poskim say that if they have celiac, they should try to at least have kezias with wheat matzah, and you speak to your doctor and consult with them, obviously, but it's not so pashut to use these other minim. So I would only, you know, speak to your local competent Orthodox rabbi, but if you're using them, just, you know, I would only use it for the people who are sick and on a need-to basis. That's the best idea. Okay? All right. Any questions, comments, or thoughts? Okay.